Joining me in studio is Kate Lochte with Susan Jones. We're going to hear about downtown Paris.
Susan is editor emeritus of Paris Magazine and with the Downtown Merchants Association. And Susan, you've brought such wonderful material about the Downtown Paris Association. Paris, Tennessee is really working hard to keep the activities going on its, is it 190-year-old town square?
It is. Isn't that, that's just hard to believe. Not that I was there.
I think we don't have a microphone yet, for sure.
There's one here somewhere.
We'll just share this one. How about that?
Sure. We'll do it like the old days.
There you go. So we have a week ahead of us, and it's a lot of planning and a lot of coordination, lots of fun. So you hit it. Just hit it.
Well, I was so excited to get to come and talk about downtown Paris with you all, because all of your listening area loves what we do, because this is the kind of thing that WKMS listeners adore. We are having Downtown Paris Week this coming week, June 9th through the 15th, and it's basically a celebration of downtown, and it's our way of tipping the hat to the folks who come and spend time with us and spend money with us and help the Downtown Paris Association. So we'll just give you a little overview. Sunday is Worship Downtown Day. And for the historians in the group, we've got churches in our downtown footprint that go back to the mid-1800s. So to come and worship in downtown Paris is a wonderful event. Our churches are the perfect place to begin Downtown Paris Week, and it's just a fun way to start. Monday is something kind of unique in Paris. Many of the restaurants in Paris close on Mondays, but not downtown. And we have 9 eateries in the downtown footprint now. So our Monday is Dine Downtown Day, and we just encourage folks to come downtown, enjoy a delicious meal in a downtown restaurant.
And these are locally owned.
That's one of the great things about these. They're all locally owned. So when you come and have barbecue, when you come and have a Chinese meal, when you come and have ice cream, when you come and have wonderful American cuisine.
Don't forget cuppy cakes.
And cuppy cakes. That one got you, didn't it? We've even got a brand new barbecue restaurant downtown. We've just got a lot of eateries. And when you stop by those eateries that are locally owned, all of your money is going to stay in Paris, Tennessee. There's no big corporate chain. Don't go there looking for a corporate type meal. You are in Paris, Tennessee, and you are with homegrown folks, and your food is hot off the grill at these locally owned eateries.
Sounds good to me.
I've heard that before. Sounds good to me. Hey, wait a minute.
Movie night.
I love movie night. Movie night is sort of an outgrowth of, if you're familiar with, I forget the official name of it, but in the fall, a lot of the local police departments across the country will have a night, I think it's called Night Out, and it's where towns will come and join for an evening outside in town. And our police chief is Chief Elizondo. And this last year, he got with the Downtown Paris Association, and we did that night out and showed a movie. So we decided to incorporate that into Downtown Paris Week. It was so much fun and so well received. And we have a big screen, and we're going to show The Cat in the Hat, and we are also partnering with the W.G. Ray Library, and they are going to find the real Cat in the Hat. They know where the Cat in the Hat lives. And so they are bringing the real Cat in the Hat to come and visit with our audience
members.
The secret
is out, huh?
Well, no, because they're not telling. It's a big secret. They're not telling.
But the secret, we know where the secret is.
Right, right. You know how to come and participate in the secret. It's double alt spy secret squirrel stuff, Kate. And so we can't give all of our secrets away. But the Downtown Paris Association will be serving, will be selling popcorn and water, because we're healthy. So we're going to have water. Water and popcorn is pretty darn healthy. My favorite is we asked the chief today at our Downtown Paris Association meeting. So, chief, what's if the R word happens, the R word, if it happens to rain, what's the plan? And our chief is on it, and he said, we block off a street and we have a drive-in. So.
That is, let's reiterate, that's Tuesday the 11th.
That's Tuesday the 11th.
When does it start? 5:30 p.m.
Actually, it starts at 6:30 p.m.
6:30, I can't, my glasses are foggy.
Because we have to wait for it to get a little bit dark.
That's right.
That's right, that's right. But that's a fun.
It doesn't get dark at 6:30 anymore.
Yeah, but we're in the shade, see, so it's...
Okay.
And the Cat in the Hat's going
go
to be there to roam around.
I don't want to block you on this.
The cat's going to roam around for a little while. And you got to get your popcorn. You got to get all ready. And you got to bring your chair. And then something else. Remember that these events are free. So all you need to do is bring your lawn chair.
There you go.
Bring your blanket. And come on. Heritage Day is a fantastic day. I know you know Ray Harding. He's been up here. Ray was one of the, and still is, one of the big shakers and movers for Lee Academy of the Arts. They rescued our old, wonderful Lee Academy in Paris, and it's a wonderful arts center now. Ray does tours on Downtown Heritage Day. He does one at 11, one at noon. They're perfect lunch hour tours if you've got, especially if you're in the area and can come at lunch and take one of these 30-minute tours. But Ray has some fantastic historic tales.
Where do you meet up with Ray?
You meet up with Ray in front of Jack Jones Flowers, and that's the green building on the corner of Market and Washington there right on the square. And again, he does that at 11 o'clock and at noon. And, you know, Ray grew up in Paris. He moved away. He couldn't stand it anymore, so he moved back because everybody always comes back. And he just does an outstanding job. Also, at the Henry County Heritage Center, which, of course, is on North Poplar Street, the Heritage Center is open from 10 till 4, and they have a nice downtown Paris history exhibit.
And it's a really cool old house.
It is. It is. The Heritage Center was the home of the Cabots, and they it went through a lot of different things. You know, it one time it was TVA, and at one time it was the health department. But now it has really come into its own as our county museum, and that's a fun and again free event. Come and get a little history in Paris, Tennessee.
There you go. Now, we're moving to Thursday. The Heritage Day is Wednesday, and Thursday is Songwriters Night on the Square, and you're particularly tickled about that.
Well, I am, because this is the first time that we've done Songwriters Night. One of our Downtown Paris Association members is Mark Johnson, and it's important to know that Downtown Paris Association is not just merchants. It's anybody in the community that wants to be a part of that, because downtown is the crown jewel of the town, and so it's open to anybody. Mark is a songwriter himself, and he thought that might be a fun evening. So he's gotten a couple or three of his Nashville buddies. He's gotten another wonderful local songwriter, and they're going to be I don't know, if for folks who haven't been to a Songwriters Night, these guys and gals will sit around you know, in front, and they will do sort of a round robin, I guess you would say. One person will kind of explain how they wrote a song or how they thought of the song and how it all came to be, and they'll play that. And then the next person will go to one of their songs. And it's a really fun way to get to know these individual songwriters and to get to know kind of the process. We are going to be doing this event. We're dedicating it to Will Gray. Will is a young man from Paris. Will is one of those guys, he's the whole package. He can do anything, but he's a songwriter. And Will just got his first gold record. It's entitled Do You Remember? And it's on Blake Shelton's album Based on a True Story. Just received his first gold record, and Will is battling cancer. And so we want to dedicate this to him and send lots of good vibes through the air for Will on this particular night.
Where do the songwriters convene now?
You'll need to bring a lawn chair and come on out. The songwriters will be on the east side of the courthouse lawn, and that'll be from 6 to 8. If we have the R word, not that we would, but if we do have the R word, we're going to be in one of the downtown churches, and we'll get that information. That information will be on our Facebook page, which is Downtown Paris Association, or you can also go to visitdowntownparis.com, and we keep all that updated well. So
there's one more day to Downtown Paris Week.
Actually, there are two.
Oh, sorry. Saturday, too. But the poster just has Friday on it. I see somebody did white out. Anyway.
Okay. Well, Friday is our way of tipping our hat to the government employees and the service folks there in downtown Paris. You know, whether you need a contract or a funeral or an insurance, you know, some insurance or a passport or tax information, a property survey, genealogy, those are the folks that are sort of unsung heroes in downtown. They inhabit the courthouse. They are in the attorney's offices. They are at the library. They are in City Hall. And there are hundreds of them that make sure that our lives run smoothly all year long. So this is just our way of tipping our hat to them. They get their own day, Government Day and Services Day. And also on that day, you can come downtown and enjoy Downtown Paris Extra Value Days and Father's Day specials. Because Father's Day is
coming up.
It is indeed.
Saturday now. Talk about Saturday. This is the coolest thing. And we'll scoot out of here after we talk about Saturday and live models. This is a fun idea.
George,
naked people on the square.
Did your eyebrows go up when she said live models?
I have to say they did.
This is also new this year. Forget what Kate said about the nude models. Get that completely out of your brain. We're having...
I'm a troublemaker.
You are a troublemaker.
Sorry.
And you're the station manager, too. More downtown extra value days and registering for in-store prizes with local merchants. But the cool thing is that several of our stores, I guess probably over six stores now, sell apparel. So you're going to be able to go to these stores and see live models in the window.
Wearing the clothing of the stores.
Absolutely. One would assume. Wearing the clothing
of
the stores.
It should be fun, though, with kids' clothing and adult clothing. I mean, live models in store windows. Do you get any more downtown than that, huh?
I don't think so. Our friend Laura Davis at Commercial Bank came in up with this idea and has pitched it to all the stores. They all jumped on it. They're getting teenagers and children and folks our age to be these models because we all have to wear
clothes. We've done it.
We've gone through the whole week. If you have any questions, visit downtownparis.com is going to have information, and we've just gotten on shopmainstreets.com, and you can get on there and click on Tennessee and Paris and go view many of these stores.
Susan Jones, Editor Emeritus, Paris Magazine, Downtown Merchants Association, Paris, Tennessee. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, thanks for having us, and thanks for doing what you all do so well.
Thank you. You know, that reminds me of the old Dick Van Dyke Show where they put him in he was working for a radio station, and they put him in a department store window, and he had to broadcast and stay awake for 100 hours.
So are you saying that Kate could come down and you all could come down and do that?
Oh, all of us would have to do it in shifts.
That's called a fundraiser, George.
Yeah.